This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
A guy by the name of Gordon Wagner said something interesting earlier this year. Mercedes-Benz cars, he said, are old man's cars. That becomes, I grant you, a lot more interesting when you know that Wagner is the head of design for Mercedes-Benz, and he is on a mission to make a Mercedes the young folk will go crazy for. Here's Marketplace's David Weinberg.
So how do you transform an old man car company into one that appeals to the youth of America? Well, if you're Mercedes-Benz, you replace your 65-year-old chief designer with a newer, younger model. In 2008, that was 39-year-old Gordon Wagner. His mission? To design cars that are sporty.
The design cues that make a vehicle look sporty are borrowed from predators or the animal world, really. They're long, low, lean, wide, big, powerful haunches or shoulders.
Eric Noble is with the Car Lab. The new A-Class is Mercedes' attempt at sportiness. It looks like a sleeker version of the Ford Fiesta. Noble says that even if the A-Class is well-received, the design alone won't attract younger buyers. Take Audi, for example, which does appeal to a younger demographic than Mercedes.
Audi itself did a very savvy job of placing that product in the hands of design leaders when they first launched some key models.
Audi sought out up-and-coming architects all over the U.S. and gave them free cars.
To demonstrate that these are the sorts of folks that drove an Audi. And that was successful in shaping public opinion of not just the model, but of the brand.
Mercedes' biggest obstacle to attracting younger buyers isn't design, according to Edmunds analyst Jessica Caldwell.
To get a younger buyer, you have to start targeting the lower end of the price market. So, of course, that is something that they can do, not by, their $100,000 cars, but something like an A-Class.
With a base price of $35,000, the A-Class is one of Mercedes' cheapest models, but still more than double the price of a Fiesta. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.